Author Steve Long joined us on the show not long ago to discuss his new book about a devastating storm in New England history. On September 21, 1938, a hurricane slammed into New England, killing hundreds. It had long-lasting effects on the economy and the landscape itself. In Vermont, most of the damage was to forests and trees. On the show, Long described how witnesses reacted to the scene.
You'd have forests that had been 80-foot tall trees. Suddenly, all of the mass of that forest is within 10 feet of the ground. It's just a vertical forest has become horizontal. And it was just stunning to people.
That great New England hurricane 78 years ago is still in the living memory of some people in our region who were children at the time, and for many more whose family stories were passed down through generations. So many of you contacted us with stories about the hurricane of 38 that we wanted to revisit the event, and today we're going to share some of the stories we were told. Our executive producer, Patty Daniels, joins me to help with that. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Jane. We're going to start with Allison in South Burlington. She was 3 years old in 1938, and her family lived in Massachusetts. This is her story of the storm.
My father was a manager at New England Telephone Company in Boston, and we lived in the suburb, Braintree. And the day of the hurricane, which of course no one knew was coming, my mother was planning to leave me with under the care of my great-grandmother and take the train into Boston and have dinner with my father in town. So she walked down to the train station, and as she waited for the train, she said she never saw the sky turn this green color before. And she thought, I just better go home and not go into Boston. So she went home, and the hurricane came. And I remember her holding me in her arms, and we watched trees flipping, just gyrating crazily in this incredible storm. Then the lights went out, of course, and it turned out we didn't get power back for about 10 days. And my father, we didn't see him for several days because you can imagine what the storm had done to telephone poles and people's telephone service. So he was trying to manage all this.
And Allison says her mother was planning her aunt's wedding at the time. It was supposed to be about 10 days after that storm. Allison says the backup plan was a candlelit ceremony, but the electricity came back just in time for the wedding.
A miracle. Elizabeth wrote to us, quite a few years ago, friends of mine living on a hillside in Braintree, Vermont, got out some old photos, including those showing the damage from the 38 hurricane. In 1938, the Braintree hillsides were heavily wooded. The photo of the hills on the other side of the road showed every single tree down. Even looking at a small black and white photo, it was clear what a disaster the hurricane was.
And Mary Lou was a 7-year-old living in a Boston suburb, and she has a very kid-centric memory of when the storm hit. She says, when we realized there was lots of wind, my sister and I tried to fly with umbrellas by jumping off the front porch steps. Needless to say, all we did was turn our umbrellas inside out. It wasn't until later that my parents found out how bad the storm was. The next morning, there were trees and wires down all over the streets, and that meant no school, which happened to be my sister's 10th birthday. I think they're counting that as another storm victory. She says, our backyard was connected to a home with a driveway lined with poplars. Every single one went down like 10 pins.
We also heard kind of a similar story or similar theme from Peter in Brattleboro, who shared this.
I'm not telling from memory. I'm telling from what my parents told me. See, I was 3 years old, and I learned later as I grew up what I did in the hurricane. They told me I was, it happened at School Street in Salem, New Hampshire, that I was actually out in the hurricane and I was walking up toward the house. And they told me they could see me out the windows, side windows of our house. And the wind was so strong that I was bent over almost horizontal. The thing that I thought was remarkable about the story, for what it's worth, is that, what would a parent be doing standing inside the house, looking out the window at a 3-year-old walking up the hill, or pushing, struggling up the hill in a hurricane? Today we might call that neglect. You know, before Dr. Spock wrote his book, parents just didn't worry as much about children as they did afterwards.
I mean, I'd like to think that, that Jim's parents have a different version of telling that story. In our interview with Steve Long, he described how the shape of the land itself was scarred and changed by the hurricane of 38. And Jim in Waterbury Center thinks he remembers the storm, but he says the lasting effects, at least in his part of Vermont, weren't as noticeable.
I was 18 months old, and I was just sitting in a little chair on the front porch of my parents' farmhouse, and it was very, very windy and stormy. I remember that. But I think that this area that we lived in, which was Middlesex Center, did not receive the full brunt of the storm, because later on, as I grew up, I started working in the woods with my father up till I was about 10 years old, and I saw very little evidence of damage there. We were cutting trees and for lumber and firewood, and there was not a lot of apparent damage. So I think Middlesex Center maybe missed the brunt of the storm. And I know that a lot of people experienced severe problems with it. We did not. Farmhouse is still standing here, as a matter of fact, today, although we moved out of there in 1947.
And Nancy in Danville sent us this piece of family history. I'm enclosing a photo of my grandfather, Raymond Laporte, taken in 1938. He worked for the water department in Providence, Rhode Island, and this picture appears in a book about the hurricane, pointing out the watermark for downtown Providence. He was about 6 feet, 1 inch tall, and the watermark was over his hat. Eventually, they put a plaque up on the building downtown where my grandfather stood.
So Nancy also sent us another photo of her mom standing at that same place many, many years later next to the plaque. We're going to post her photos and several more stories that we heard from you of family memories of this hurricane. So check our Facebook page this afternoon or go online to vpr.net.
And thanks to our intern, Anna St. Maria, senior at St. Michael's College, who produced this segment.